It's so tough to look at it. It's a mistake here, a drop there, an incorrect adjustment there. So, I mean, it was a whole, you know, broad efficiency thing throughout the whole course of the offense.
John, how much does Eddie's success maybe reflect
Thanks, John.
The unit, the room, your leadership?
Well, I think Eddie's success is primarily from Eddie being a great football player. You know, I like to think that I've helped lead him in the appropriate ways of being a professional. But that's not hard to do because he's a heck of a professional and really, you know, does things the right way. So Eddie's success, you know, you can't attribute that to anything other than Eddie.
You seem like the kind of guy
Appreciate
who
you.
Would
yeah.
weigh in the fact that you've been here, you know the offense, you know what you have here. And yet, I wonder how much does money factor in? You only have a little bit amount of time to make the money that you do. What's the most important thing for you heading into free agency? What's your top priority?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you know, you look into in free agency. Obviously, contractual, the money thing. But then you got also have to have a good fit. You have to like where you're living. You have to like the offense. You want to win a Super Bowl,
right.
Especially, you know, later in your career. It's something that you don't get a lot of opportunities at.
Right.
So you want to play for a good team. So there's many things that we will go over and look at. And in the long run, we'll try and make the choice that's best for me.
Are you super involved with that, or do you just tell your agent, let me know when something's happening?
We talk several times, you know, a week or you know, quite frequently. So we try and keep up on things. He keeps me well in the loop.
John, you've been through this day yesterday after a playoff loss several times. What do you do to just, when the loss is so fresh and all this is going on, what do you do to just process this day?
You just try and do what's on your sheet right here. I got a 9:40 interview or exit interview with Coach Mike, so I'm going to do that. And then I got an exit interview with my position coach, so I'm just going to go down my checklist and check them off. Reality probably won't set in till tomorrow or the next day probably.
What is this like? What happens in an exit interview? You have 20 minutes, by the way. Mm-hmm. What do you guys talk about, everything during the season, or do you talk about the last game?
No, we just try and discuss, you know, throughout the course of the season, things that, you know, our opinions we could have done better, maybe things that we see could help improve the team, things that might that Coach Mike might not think of, might not have heard, it might not have crossed his desk throughout the course of the season. So we just try and make sure that all courses of communication are crossed at that point in time, and that you can go into the next season a better team.